Greetings.
And a good day.
In our publication, our New Age publication for this month, they talk a lot about the earth changes.
Yes.
And in particular, earthquakes in Southern California.
Yes.
Do you see that occurring, and how is that going to
affect
us? The
likelihood of the kind of quake you are talking about in Southern California does not really reach an approximation of occurrence until around 2010. And even then, it is not certain. And as we have said before, and you can apply this if you will remember, the idea is that the more you change yourselves, the less likely it will be that you will have to create circumstances to shake yourselves awake. You can transform the energy. It's your reality. You remember what we said about the idea of reality being an illusion?
Yes.
Then, that can tell you that while it is true that some individuals will believe that they must go through a trial by fire in order to change, not everyone has to. And the idea is that the more you allow yourself to be yourself, the less likely it will be that you need any kind of catastrophic reminder. And you can make the transitions relatively smoothly. And even if you find yourself in the midst of great physical change, if you are centered within your own being, there can be chaos all around you. You will remain untouched. Do you follow me?
Yes. And one personal question.
Yes.
I had a visit from time travelers from the future. One of they were Asasani, one of which was myself in a future lifetime.
And so
what would be the purpose of a visit like that? Is it something laying groundwork for the future?
Is that a guess?
No, it's a question.
Yes, well, why did you ask that particular question?
Because I wanted to know why they came back in time.
Well, why did you ask that particular question? You could have asked any number of questions. Why do you suppose you asked that question in that way?
I'd like a clear answer.
You're not getting the point.
Oh.
You asked the question in a certain way. You used certain words. Do you remember what you said? What you just asked?
Can you
think back and ask it again out loud?
I had a visit from time travelers.
Yeah, just ask the question.
Oh. And I would like to know what
did
the
that happen to? You said, did that happen in order to lay the groundwork?
Yeah.
You asked that question.
Yes.
Well, why did you choose those words, do you suppose?
Well,
why did it occur to you to ask the question?
I thought maybe
way?
They would come back to visit again.
What did you mean when you said lay the groundwork?
Prepare for future contact.
All right. Anything else?
I guess not.
You guess not?
Well, why would a future self come back to see a past person from the past?
All right, well...
To merge together? Are we merging
consciousness? Well, that's one idea. Let me ask you a question, if I may. Why are you attending this interaction?
I guess I'm supposed to be here.
But why? Why are you attending? Why did you decide to come?
My friend insisted.
Insisted?
I don't know what you want me to say.
No, I don't want you to say anything.
I know you want me to think.
The idea simply is this. I am the channel's future self. So what you are seeing right now is one example of the blending and the melding of the future and the past self for a particular reason of delivering information and perspectives. That's one way such a relationship with your own future self can be used. Does that help give you a little bit more of a clue?
Yeah, I'll be speaking with her in the future.
And the idea is that you are shown your future self to become more like your future self in the present. That is the idea that helps you evolve.
But I don't know her, so how
yes,
can I...
Yes, you do.
You do, yes, okay.
But what you are simply doing is that in your own proper timing, so as not to interfere in your life, you are being reminded of what you already know, bit by bit, piece by piece, so that you can then take on the mantle of that feeling and become your own version of your future self. And that is what will act as a guideline for you to evolve in the way that is most representative of your truth, of your joy, of your creativity. Because that's what the future self represents. Does it not, in general, to most of you? The idea that you have arrived at a place of more completeness, more wholeness, more joy, more abundance, more creativity, does that not, in a sense, sum up the general idea of a future self?